Next with us is Dale Nordquist, who is an Extension economist and Associate Director of the Center for Farm Financial Management, which is in the Department of Applied Economics at the University of Minnesota. And Dale's special interests include farm business analysis, farm planning, and software development. And he has over 28 years of experience in teaching farm management and developing software tools for farm financial planning and analysis. He's been a major contributor to the design and development of the FinPAC farm financial planning analysis software, so there's really no one better to talk to us a bit about that this morning. And Center for Farm Financial Management has a number of excellent tools, and the whole concentration of that organization is around helping farmers and ranchers succeed. So, Dale, without further ado, I'm going to turn this to you, let you introduce your own presentation, and if you're ready to wrap up, we'll have some questions for you. And thank you for joining us from Minnesota.
All right, John, thank you. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, depending on where you're at. Am I coming through okay, John?
You're sounding good.
All right. I've been asked this morning to talk a little bit about a couple of tools that we have available through our center here at the University of Minnesota. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of tools. The first one is going to be FinPAC, which is used broadly across the United States for financial planning and analysis. And then a new tool that we've developed in the last couple of years called AgPlan for ag business planning. So FinPAC is what Duane said. It gets into all the details of the financial analysis and the financial planning. It develops some of that documentation that we've been hearing that creditors are going to be asking more for in the next few months and years here. So it is the details, although I'm not going to go into many of the details this morning. I'm just going to try to provide a little overview of what FinPAC is and talk a little bit about what we might be able to do with it in these times of uncertainty. FinPAC is a whole farm financial analysis and planning system. For a little bit about what it's not an accounting system, and we get that quite a bit, that people think that FinPAC is an accounting system. In reality, what it is a tool or a set of tools that helps you put your farm accounting records to use for making decisions in your business. It's been around for a long time. John said I've been around for over 28 years. I've actually been around for 32 years working at the University of Minnesota here, and FinPAC is older than me, so it's been around and been used a lot, been through a lot of different renditions. If you're one of those old dogs that used FinPAC or saw FinPAC during the 80s, I'll guarantee you it's a lot more user-friendly now. I guess we didn't know what user-friendly was back in those times. Our audience for FinPAC is three main audiences. It's used by a lot of educators across the country. It actually was spread across the country during the 1980s in the last financial crisis when universities and extension services across the country were looking for tools to help producers make some decisions about their future. And so we worked with the extension service, tried to make it user-friendly for all producers across the country and actually internationally. From that activity, some people who consider FinPAC to be only designed for financial problems, for producers who are in financial trouble. And we don't really like that. We consider FinPAC to be just as useful for producers who are looking for opportunities, looking for making changes in their business to take advantage of opportunities that might be out there in their financial positions. But it does have some real applications and some real positives for use when we're looking at alternatives for producers who might be in some sort of financial difficulty and may need some restructuring of their debts or even more serious restructurings of their business. Our second audience is lenders. There's a lot of lenders across the country who use FinPAC for credit analysis. and who we license the software to. And that's really a nice situation when we can have educators and lenders in the same area using the same financial tools. There's a lot of networking that can happen there. And of course, the third group is producers, individual producers who have FinPAC and use FinPAC to do some of the things that, some of the details for the things that Duane was talking about in terms of financial analysis and planning. FinPAC was designed around answering these three basic questions. Where am I in this business of agriculture? Where am I financially? Where do I want to be? And then how can I get there? So there's tools within the FinPAC toolbox to help us answer each of those questions. There's four major components of FinPAC, and each one of these is designed to help answer one of those questions. There really should be a fifth one, and that should be the balance sheet, because everything starts with the balance sheet. In order to complete any one of these analysis or planning activities, you need to start with a good solid balance sheet, and then we build from that kind of the foundation that balance sheet provides to either look at where you're at with the annual financial analysis, what we call FINAN, and that is the tool that would provide the kind of statements and ratio analysis on past performance that Duane was talking about. And then there's FinLERB, long-range financial planning. It is pronounced FinLERB, and that goes back a long ways too. But FinLERB is the tool that we would use in a lot of educational applications where producers are looking at for alternatives. And it provides the ability to look at those alternatives on paper and compare those alternatives to what we're doing right now to make sure that any changes that are implemented look like they're going to be more profitable and pay the debts back at least as good or better than what we're doing right now. The third tool is monthly cash flow planning. And what we find is that it is the tool that lenders want to see that go along with loan proposals. Lenders that have FinPAC tend to use FinFlow the most. It's a detailed monthly cash flow planning tool. It allows you to step through the year or step through multiple years and plan your cash flow and look at the implications, the financial implications of all your activities for the year. And then the last one is the annual cash flow planning tool. It's like FinFlow, except it's not as detailed. Doesn't give you the monthly cash flow plan, but it does give you some of the accrual analysis that Duane was talking about. So a little bit more on each of these tools. FINAN, the year-end analysis, you can go one of two ways with FINAN. It provides a whole farm analysis to provide those financial statements and ratios that Duane was talking about. Look at your financial performance for the past year, the profitability, liquidity, and solvency position you're at. And a little bit of production performance, but not a lot of production performance. So we don't get into too much detail on production if we just do the whole farm analysis. And then if you really want to step it up, and this does take a lot better records, it takes a lot more time, and it's a lot more detailed, but you can step up to doing enterprise analysis and look at the profitability of each of your crop enterprises and each of your livestock enterprises. And that's the tool that's used by a lot of farm management associations and farm management education programs that use FinPAC around the country to help them look at some of this detailed financial analysis. As you use FinPAC, it builds a history for your farm, so it builds up a database of information so you can follow the trends from year to year. FinLERB, we talked about that, the tool we use to look at some alternatives. What it does is it lines up or columns up your plans side by side. So you can look at, down the bottom there, it says up to 15 plans. It's a little crazy to think about doing 15 plans, but you can look at any number of plans side by side and compare them for long range profitability, debt repayment ability, and net worth growth. So FinLERB is kind of the what-if tool in FinPAC, and it is the tool that we usually start out with when we're in an educational setting with a producer who is looking at some sort of major change in their business, or if they're looking at trying to solve some financial problems, we can use FinLurb to look at restructuring debt and some of those alternatives. FinFlow helps you step through then if you do find that direction you want to go, or if you're just doing an annual kind of planning activity. FinFlow takes you through the cash flow plan for the year. It can do up to 10 years of plans, either annually or monthly. It's the goal of basically any cash flow plan is to project the annual operating loan needs of the operation for the year. And so it does step through that monthly cash flow, projects the monthly operating loan needs, and also projects monthly crop and livestock inventories and does pro formas for the end of the year. So if you do 10 years, you get pro formas for each of those 10 year for income statements and balance sheets. And then the final one, the annual plan, is a kind of a quick and easy cash flow. It's different from if you know a little bit about FinPac, you know that all of those plans we've talked about so far depend on creating crop and livestock budgets on a per acre and a per head basis, and then entering the number of each of those enterprises you're going to have in your plan. The annual plan does not require those crop and livestock budgets. It just builds off of your total for the past year, and then you can project those income and expense items into the future for the coming year. And it provides an annual summary of the cash flow, accrual income statements, just like FinFlow does, and the Farm Financial Standards ratios, which are part of all these tools that we're looking at. Talk a little bit about our lender audience. There's several tools here that are added for the lender version of FinPac that allow producers to look at their earned net worth change. If you think about what Dwayne said about the reconciliation of the balance sheets and the income statement, the earned net worth analysis lets us enter two balance sheets and basically work backwards from that reconciliation to arrive at the net farm income for the business. So it's a simple way to try to get some additional information if we're not doing the full accrual analysis. And risk rating or credit scoring tools, FSA forms, once you get your cash flow put together, you can have that cash flow printed out on FSA forms. Collateral analysis, and then there's a presentation manager for lenders that lets them put it all together with some narrative around the plan so they can deliver it to their loan committees. So if you are a lender and you want to learn more about that, there's the URL, the FinPacForLenders.com URL down there. You can take a look at that in more detail. And because we're talking to people from a long distance away and not everybody can afford to come to Minnesota to get trained up on these tools, or we've developed a full set of online training courses that goes with FinPac. So the FinPac online training will take you through the step-by-step how to complete all this stuff, but it'll also step you back and to talk a little bit about the reasons we're looking at some of this, the philosophy behind some of these things, some of the things that Dwayne was talking about in terms of understanding balance sheets and income statements and ratios and how they all fit together. So I think if you took all of that, I think it's over 40 hours of online presentation. Not everybody is going to use all of FinPac, so most people don't go through all of that, but it's a pretty good resource in place of coming here for a detailed training session, which we do offer here at the University of Minnesota too. Just a quick look at what FinPac looks like. I've just captured some FinPac slides here. Once we've opened an individual producer data file, this is Slim Jim sample, his farm, and I've got it open to the balance sheet section. So we can see here that we have completed balance sheets on this farm on January 1st every year since 1993. We've been really disciplined. Of course, you know, that's what you need to do if you're going to do some of those the accrual analysis things that that Duane was talking about. You have to have your balance sheets lined up with your fiscal year. So we've been doing that to try to do a complete analysis on this operation. If we go into that January 1, 2008 balance sheet, the data entry looks like this. On the left, you have all the input screens that you need to complete. And here we're looking at the first screen of current assets. And you just go in and type in your amount of cash on hand on January 1st, 2008, and go right on down the line and fill in the blanks. If you do have more detail or want more detail than that, each of these sections has a detail screen behind it, so you can pop up the detail box and type in, here we've popped up the prepaid expenses detail, and we can make a list of all the prepaid expenses that this producer has made before the first of the year. And that's pretty much available behind all these cells to let the computer do that adding and subtracting for us instead of having to do it ourselves. This is the crop inventory page of the balance sheet. And so you just got a pull down list for the crops in your area of the country, and then you just put in the information that we need to total up the inventory of crops. And I've jumped down now to the intermediate loans page, and this is what the data entry looks like. Quite a bit of detail for each individual loan. Remember, we're trying to capture as much detail as we can here on the balance sheets so we can pull that forward into the plans and the analysis they're working on, so we don't have to re-enter all this information for instance, for the cash flow plan. We know exactly what the payment is going to be and when it's going to be made. So that's a little bit what the input for the balance sheet looks like. Once we get that all completed, we can click the preview button and it looks like this. This is a section of the first page of the balance sheet, the total current assets, total current liabilities, and some of the detail that's included behind those numbers. We can provide quite a bit of detail to individual producers in terms of where they're at on their balance sheet, and then make that available if they want to their lenders they're working with. And also carry that forward then. If you go to the next year, you just make a copy of this balance sheet and most of the detail is already completed. You just have to change the information that's changed for the year. I've jumped forward now and I'm just looking at some output of some of the other tools. This is the output of FinLRB, the long range planning tool. And here we have just the first page. And the idea here is that you would put together a base plan, the base plan in the first column there being what you're doing now, but projected out into the future, kind of a typical year plan. Some FSA would call this a typical year plan. It's really trying to put together a picture of the average year of this operation. And then compare that to whatever alternative plans they want to look at. In this case, this producer was looking at buying some land. So there's change in farm assets there, $480,000. They were looking at buying land and borrowing for the full $480,000. And I don't have the full output here, but you can see a little bit of what Duane was talking about, how financially it works to buy land. If we go down to the key financial measures down there toward the bottom, net farm income fell, cash flow is now in deficit in this projection, and the net worth change per year was just a break even before, but now we're looking at a negative net worth change per year. So maybe that's not the alternative that this producer should be looking at this point in time. And the rest of the output just goes through some of the detail on how we get at some of those key financial measures and summary measures. Now I've jumped again to the FinFlow, the cash flow projection, and this is a look at the executive summary, the very first page of the monthly cash flow projection, where we summarized on the top left there the cash flow for the year, the net cash flow generated by the operation for the year, and then some of the other key measures on the right side, the calculation of the term debt coverage ratio, and the Sweet 16 Farm Financial Standards measures. And then the next page will be the detailed monthly cash flows for the year. So FinPAC provides that detail that Dwayne was talking about in terms of putting together a complete financial analysis of the business and planning for the future. And a lot of producers and a lot of educators that use FinPAC intensely will work with a producer each year to complete the balance sheets, complete an analysis of the past year, and if it's just an ongoing business, then they come around and do the cash flow plan for the next year, and it becomes kind of a cycle of doing those activities and getting that feedback and building that history on the farm operation. And then if there's a need for something more detailed, then they might use a long-range plan, a FinLRB, to look at some alternative plans.